to their families, even to children. Books, notebooks, bags, and school supplies. This is the area where people used to worship idols, but now in this place, it is buried inside the ocean. Usually, they don't allow the Christians to come inside. But when we went, they welcomed us, so we prayed for the area. This is a medical camp. We work with OM. And also, this is another village where they never received the Christians. So this, during this tsunami, most of the places we are able to enter inside. In each place, now we are starting the community centers because we want to focus on children. And also, we are trying to plant churches in every place. Tsunami has brought a big havoc to the people. But in other words, it's also a blessing. Now people are beginning to look upon God. This place, most of the villages, now they come to Jesus. Look for Jesus. Look for a real God. In every place, we have a small tent, and then we take the children inside, and our royalties teach them to pray, and also we have teachers to teach them in the evenings. This is called the tuition center, but it's also called the worship center. So now, after the tsunami, now we are trying to open many churches in this area. You can see here in Sri Lanka, the house is completely washed away, the church is destroyed, so now children are under the tree, and now we are trying to build tuition centers and the church in this area. So this is what we are trying to do in India and Sri Lanka. So now this year, our focus is to build 74 centers. Here they will have evening classes and also worship places. Most of the people ran away because of fear. Now they are slowly coming back. Many people are coming to Jesus. This is an important place. Nagarkoil is a Catholic area. But this area, 32 villages, nearly 3,000 Catholics have become born again Christians. Because they are born again Christians, they lost their rights. The Catholics did not give water, no electricity, no food. But still, these people are very strong. They are ready even to die. Even they lose every right, but they say they want to die for Jesus. So now we are trying to organize the whole worship of church. All those who believe Jesus, we bring them to worship for them. And we are trying to build houses for them. And especially we are focusing on the education and the future of the children. And we are trying to build many, many churches in this area. Because these people are mostly from Catholics. And Pastor Leo from Taiwan, and also Sister Deborah from Taiwan, they joined in this relief and restoration work in this area. This is the area where all the Hindu fishermen gather for worship. But now today the wall is broken. The idol is thrown into the sea. Now we are able to enter into this area. So now is the time to enter. These are the people now homeless. You can see the small tents. now is the time. Many people, the government also is trying to help them, but now we go to them. It's not only the material blessing, with the heavenly spiritual blessing. Now is the time to rebuild the new generation. The royal kids have gone to every place, study their problems, pray with them, and encourage them, and give them the word of God, and pray for these people.
的国际机构，所以有兴趣也可以在下课以后可以再跟老师，应该是后面会有一些资料。但是
Let us rise up and build.
那我们兴起来重建，让我们兴起来建立建设。
Nehemiah chapter 2.
尼希米，尼希米记，尼希米书第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Verse 18.
尼希米记第二章。第十八节。
And I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me.And also of the king's words that he has spoken to me, they said, Let us rise up and build. Then they set their hands to this good work.
我告诉他们我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我说的话，他们就说我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做这善工。
It's a time to rebuild.
现在这个时刻就是建设的时刻。
Just want to share with you this evening.
今天晚上跟你们分享
rebuilding and restoration.
重建跟恢复的工作。
The call of Nehemiah.
尼希米先知他的呼召
is to raise up the wall of Jerusalem.
是要重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
You know, you see here there are two people joined together.
在这里看到两个子民他们。
Ezra and Nehemiah. Ezra and Nehemiah. Nehemiah.
Nehemiah.
This is a time of rebuilding.
这个重建的时刻,
See how God uses people to rebuild His kingdom. It's not just one person. God brings different person coming together for one cause. One purpose, but different people are involved. But each person has his own area. You know, God called Ezra.
God called Ezra,
to bring the glory into the temple of God. So that was a spiritual work. So he began to rebuild and restore God's glory into the temple. And God brought Nehemiah to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. You know, everyone wanted to focus only on the temple. Because building the temple is very important for the Israel. But I tell you that God chose some people who just give importance to another area. You know, Solomon made a mistake. He is really a man of God. God called him to build this temple. But you know, he focused only on the temple. But he did not give attention to small, very little minor area. Because the building, the wall is as equal as the temple. Because he was focusing on the temple. But he did not give that much focusing on the building on the wall. So that's how God chose Nehemiah.
He's
a man of wisdom. It's not only is a man with the fire. Solomon had a fire. I want to build a temple for God. That means he just focused only on the temple. But the wall was not so strong. The enemy could easily come inside. So now when they rebuilding it, so God brings two people together. One is Zerubbabel. Ezra. Yeah, and then Nehemiah. Actually, Ezra did not build the temple. But Zerubbabel, okay. But God brought Ezra along with Zerubbabel.
So, 神把以斯拉带到这个Jerubbabel的旁边.
But Ezra was the one who gave spiritual revival in the temple.
以斯拉就把这个属灵的复兴带回到圣殿.
So they were all focusing on the temple.
他们只是注重在这个圣殿的施工.
And then God raised Nehemiah.
So
build the wall around the temple. So this time, you know, this is a small work. But God brought this man to come inside. So you may have a small little talent. That is called minor calling.
主要的这个, 这个呼召。
You may have a minor calling.
可能你有一个副的呼召。
But that minor calling is a blessing for a major calling.
是这也是一个
对你大的
呼召的一个祝福。
So major and minor should both go together.
所以你这个主修跟副修合在一起。
It's not only the temple.
并不只是神的殿。
It's all the wall, very important.
这个城墙也是非常重要。
That's what we see chapter Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 17.
对，尼希米记
第二章第十七节。
Then I said to them, "You see the distress that we are in. How Jerusalem lies waste, and its gates are burned with fire. Come, let us build the wall of Jerusalem, that we may no longer be a reproach."
以后说我们所遭的难。耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。
So this time we will rebuild the wall.
所以在这时刻我们要来重建
这个耶路撒冷的城墙。
So that the enemy may not come inside.
敌人不能够侵入。
So the temple will be very safe.
使得这个圣殿是一个非常安全的地方。
So God chose Nehemiah.
所以神拣选了尼希米先知。
He is not an ordained man.
他不是一个普通的人。
That means he is not like Ezra.
他不像以斯拉一样。
Nehemiah is a layman.
尼希米他本人
是一个平凡的人。
That means he is not a pastor.
普通的人。
他不是个牧师。
He is a layman. In other words, he is a believer.
他好比
是一个平信徒。
You see the difference?
可以看到这个不一样的地方吗？
He's not a pastor.
他不是一个牧师。
He's a layman.
他是个平信徒。
God chose this man to be a great blessing.
是他成为很大的祝福。
His ministry is as equal as a full-time minister.
他的服事就等于一个全时间的服事神的一个仆人。
Amen.
Amen.
Be happy.
你要快乐。
Many times,
很多时候
you feel, oh, I really want to become a pastor.
希望成为一个牧师。
But I'm not able to become a pastor.
但是我没办法当牧师。
That is your regret.
你所以都觉得很叹息。
But I tell you, you may not have a title of a pastor.
或许没有牧师的头衔。
But you do the work more than a pastor.
但是你所做的工可以超过牧师所做的。
You should be very happy.
应该要喜乐快乐。
God wants you that you faithful even in small things.
能让你在小事上忠心。
So God raised this man Nehemiah.
神就兴起尼希米先知来。
You see, Book of Nehemiah.
看尼希米
chapter 8,
第八章
verse 9,
第九节。
And Nehemiah, who was the governor, Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to the people.
省长尼希米和做祭司的文士以斯拉，并教训百姓的利未人，对众民说：“今日是耶和华你们神的圣日。”
So Nehemiah was only a governor.
尼希米他是个省长。
Ezra is a priest.
以斯拉是个祭司。
So the priest and the governor both come together for God's kingdom.
所以这个祭司跟这个省长就好比州长一样的，一起合作来同工。
Amen.
Amen.
Governor
就是那个好比像州长一样，省长。
Maybe you may be a businessman.
你是一个做生意的人。
And you are in touch with your pastor.
跟你的牧师有联系。
So work together.
一起同工。
Build up God's kingdom.
建立神的国度。
The temple.
来建立神的殿。
And the wall.
还有这个神的这个殿的城墙。
So work together.Build up God's ministry.
建立神的服事。
So God can use people.
所以神也可以用人。
It's not necessary that you should be a pastor.
不一定说你一定要
成牧师才。
But God can use you as you are.
神可以照着你现在的。
So it is a blessing.
所以可以成为一个神。
That Nehemiah was a governor.
所以但是因为尼希米他本身是个省长。
That's why God placed this man as in the high post.
所以神祝福他在一个高位的地方。
So that he should be a blessing for God's people.
他成为神子民的祝福。
We see in the book of Esther.
我们再看以斯帖书。
You know Esther. Yep.Book of Esther,
以斯帖
chapter 2,
第二章
verse 15,
第十五节
Now when the turn came for Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her as his daughter to go in the king, she requested nothing but what Haggai, the king's eunuch, the custodian of the women, advised, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all who saw her.
摩迪改叔叔亚比台的女儿就是摩迪改收为自己女儿的以斯帖按次序当进去见王的时候除了掌管女子的太监西该所派定给他的他别无所求看见以斯帖的都喜悦他
2 verse 9 9节 Now the young woman pleased him and she obtained his favor.
第九节，西该喜悦以斯帖，就恩待他。
She obtained favor.
得到恩宠，得到这个恩待。
So God put this orphan child.
神就把这个孤孩的这个。
Esther had no father.
因为以斯帖没有父亲，没有母亲，是个孤儿。
But God brought her, put her as a queen.
神把她变成一个皇后一样。
So she received a favor.
她得到恩宠。
You know why God raised her as a queen? So that she should be a blessing for the whole nation. She should be a blessing for God's people. That's why God raised her up. That's why I always pray for people. Lord, give them a good business. Give them a big house. I pray for people. You know why? When you have a very big house, you will use that house for God, send group prayers. So people can come together in your house and they can pray together. That's why I pray for a big house. Lord, give her a big car. I'd be happy to pray for a big car. Because you know when you have a big car, you will bring many people for the conference. Every Sunday you will bring even the people who have no car, you will bring them to the church.
每天每主日的时候你可以带很多人到教会去。
So I ask for a blessing for a big business.
所以我也同样的为很多人来祝福在事业上面祝福。
Business people are blessed.
当他们祝福的时候,
they will plant 100 churches.
他们可以建立100个教会.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I was preaching in Taichung in Taiwan.
我在台中在台湾在那边讲道的时候,
and then when I prayed,
当我祷告的时候,
there was one man there.
有一个弟兄男士坐在那里.
It was a pastor's meeting.
Maybe
200-300 pastors.
300
And then I was praying for everyone. And then I prayed for one man. I told him, you are not a pastor. How did he come inside? But God, as you have a calling, God wants you. But you should support all the pastors. You are going to have a big business. You should go to China. You must plant 100 churches. But you will not be a pastor. You will be a businessman. But you will plant 100 churches in China. Many pastors will be blessed by you. You know, after the conference, many pastors came to me. You know, you prayed. It's exactly true. Because this man has heart for China. And he goes to China every time. He puts all the money. He has a big business. And puts money in planting churches. Then I told them, I want to pray for him again. Not 100 churches.
只是建立100个教会,
200 churches.
100个教会.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God wants you that you be a Nehemiah.
神要你像尼希米一样的。
Many people want to be Ezra.
很多人要像以斯拉一样。
So even as Nehemiah, you can be a blessing to God.
像尼希米一样，你也可以成为神的祝福。
Yes, that to many people.
When
they come to a Bible school, that's how you think. I go to the Bible college.
我到神学院里面去。
Once I finish my 2 years, 3 years course,
当我完成两三年的学业之后
then I became a pastor.
要成为一个
牧师。
No,
不是这样子的。
Change your idea.
你要改变你的想法。
You are here.
你来到这个地方
not to become a pastor.
不是要成为牧师。
Now you go back.
Now
you go back.
你现在回去。
Now you get into your office.
你到你的办公室里面。
Get into your business.
你到你的事业里面。
You'll be different person.
你变成一个
不一样的人。
You are no more same. You are no more same.
你就不再是一样的人。
Before you came into the Bible college,
在你还没到神学院之前，
you are a businessman.
你是一个做生意的人。
You are a very good administrator.
你是一个很有行政管理人。
And you know how to make money.
你知道如何去赚钱。
You are a very good sale, real estate representative.
你可以在那个做房地产事业上面很。
You know how to make money.
你知道怎么去赚钱。
But now you go back.
但是你现在回去的时候。
Yes, you will do the same business.You will do the same business, but now your attitude, your purpose is completely changed.
但是你的态度，你的目标是不一样的，你的目的也不一样。
Yes, I will pray for you.
所以我愿意为你们祷告。
Now in your business,
在你的事业上面。
In your office,
在你的办公室里。
You will have more blessing.
你会带来更大的祝福。
So that you will use all your blessing for God.
可以用这些祝福在神的来荣耀神的名。
You use all the blessing for God's purpose.
你可以用你所有的祝福在神的目的里面。
So God used this man Nehemiah.
所以神就使用尼希米先知。
Even though he was a governor,
虽然说他
是个省长，是个像州长一样的人。
God gave him burden.
神给他一个负担。
You see in book of Nehemiah chapter 1.
那我回到尼希米书
第一章。
Verse 3,
第三节,
and they said to me, the survivors who are left from the captivity in the province are there in great distress and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is also broken down and its gates are burned with fire. Chapter 1. So it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven.
第三节，他们对我说：“
那些被掳归回，
剩下的人在犹大省遭大难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。我听见这话，
就坐下哭泣，
悲哀几日，在天上的神面前进食祈祷。”
I want to show you.
Well,
number one.
首先
，number one, when the wall was broken.
当这个城墙被
Number one, God wants to build up your relationship with Him.
要你建立你跟他的关系。
The wall is broken.
这个城墙是破的。
You know what did he do?
你知道他在做什么吗？
You know what he was doing?
你知道他在做什么吗？
When the wall was broken,
当城墙被是
拆毁的时候，
he saw the gate was burned.
到这个城门是被火。城门被火焚烧，他的心也破碎了。
He started crying.
开始哭泣。
That is not over.
不仅是这样子而已。
You know, first he went to the Lord.
他首先来到主面
前。He started praying and fasting.
开始禁食祷告。
When something is happening,
当有事情发生的时候
，When you lose your business,
当你
失去你的事业
，When you lose your office,
当你失去你
的办公室
，When you lose your family,
或者是你失去你家庭的时候
，That is the time,
这个时刻
，You have to build up the relationship with your God,
必须建立你
跟神的关系。
Amen?
Amen.
Many people first want to rebuild their business. They want to rebuild the ministry. Something has happened.
什么事情?
有事情,
you have lost something.
你失去了某一个东西,
now is not the time to rebuild it.
但是, 还不是, 这个重建的时刻,
now is the time to rebuild your relationship with your God.
这时刻你必须要重建你跟神的关系,
rebuild your relationship with your God. Come to Him. That's what He did. We see in 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles.
列代志下,
Chapter 20.
第二十章,
we see this Josaphat. When they had so much problem.
无数问题的时候,
Chapter 20. Verse 1.
第一节,
it happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Josaphat.
此后摩押人和亚门人又有米乌尼人一同来攻击约沙法。
Then some came and told Joseph, saying,
a
great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they are all in the sea, in Hazaron Tama, and Western.
有人来报告约沙法说，从海外亚兰那边有大军来攻击你。如今他们在哈喜逊他马，就是隐基底。
You know, too many people.
知道吗？很多人
too much attack in his life,
太多人来攻击他,
and he doesn't know what to do,
他不知道如何去反应,
and he feels so weak,
他反,觉得非常的软弱,
they are so small people,
他们是个,一个软弱,小,小的,微小的人,
verse 3,
第三节,
and Joseph feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim the fast throughout Judea.
约沙法便惧怕,定义寻求耶和华,在犹大全地宣告禁食。
So when you see, when he has too much attack,
当你看到他经过这么多的攻击的时候,
he began to look at the Lord,
开始寻求主,
and rebuild the relationship with his God.
他重新建立他跟神的关系。
So that is the strategy.
这个就是个策略。
First, rebuild your relationship with God. Verse
12.
For, O God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. Nor we know what to do. And, but our eyes are upon you.
我们的神啊，你不惩罚他们吗？因为我们无力抵挡
这来攻击我们的大军，我们也不知道怎样行。我们的眼目单仰望你。
We are weak,
但是软弱的。
But we focus on you.
但是我们的眼目仰望在我们的主。
This is a strategy.
这个就是个属灵的策略。
Teaching people,
人在教导他的百姓。
Whenever we have too many problems,
每当我们碰
到很多问题的时候,
even when we have too many commitments,
或者说很多可能有我们很多
伟善的事的时候,
and that's the time we have to come closer to God.
我们必须要来
We got, you know, the more, it is a really warfare area.
看到这个地方是个属灵征战的地方。
Josaphat is facing a spiritual warfare.
约沙法他
面临的是一个
属灵的，
他是面临一个
征战，一个属灵的征战。
So now he starts fasting and praying.
他就开始
禁食祷告。
So that is a strategy.
这是个属灵的策略。
The more attack we have,
当你碰到更多的属灵的攻击的时候，当你碰到很多的问题的时候
，the more losing we have.
失去更多的时候
the more we have to come closer to him,
我们就必须要
更加来亲近我们的神
Amen?
Amen?
Amen? It's very important time. Don't touch anything.
不要去
碰别人
的东西
Don't touch your business.
不要去
碰你的
事业
Don't touch your ministry.
不要去碰你的服事
This is not the time.
这不是这个时刻
It's fallen.
只是让这些已经是倒塌了
It's broken.Don't touch it.
不要去碰这些东西。
Look upon the Lord.
你要仰慕仰望。
In our life, prayer is very important.
然后呢，祷告也是很
重要的。
And intimacy is very important.
亲密的关系是很重要的。
We should come closer to Him.
我们必须要来亲近我们的神。
When we have too much losing,
当我们
失去很多
的东西的时候，太多问题的时候
，That means God is calling us.
表示神呼召我们在这时刻。
Come closer to Him.Rebuild your relationship with your God. Rebuild your faith.
重建你的信心。
It's a time to rebuild your prayer life.
这个时刻就是你重建你祷告的生活的时刻。
Number two, it's a time to rebuild your faith.
第二，就是你要重建你的信心。
You see, in John chapter 11,
and
you
have 第十章。
John chapter 11,
约福音第十一章
verse 40,
第十四节
Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God. Verse 40, 40.
耶稣就明明地告诉他，拉斯路死了。40。耶稣说：“我不是对你说过，你若信就必看见神的荣耀吗？”
Did they not tell you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? See, Lazarus died. They have no hope. They have no future. And you know what Jesus says?
Yes.
If you believe, you will see the glory of God. When you are losing, when Jesus said, if you believe me, you will see the glory of God. You know what
did
we tell them? You know, my brother has died. What are you preaching? I don't want your preaching. But that's what Jesus is speaking. Don't look at the dead body. Build up your faith. Trust me. Look at me. Build up your faith. That's my duty. I will raise up. I will do that. I will rebuild it. Now is the time. Look at me. When things go beyond our hands, that's the time we have to build our trust in the Lord. Psalm 127. Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Allow your God to build. Allow your God to build. If you build your faith, my God will complete it. He is a good God. That's Philippians. Philippians chapter
3.
He will do it. But you trust Him. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. You know, every time Jesus does some record, you know what he says? Do you believe that I can do? If you believe, you will see the miracle. You will see the greater glory of God. Do you believe? Do you believe that I can do? Every time he was asking that people, so God can do that. But that is his work. Rebuilding his work. But now we have to rebuild our faith. You know, I always dare to do very big things. When I start doing, I'm growing. You know, when you look at a big building, you know, people look at a big building, you build a very big house for children. It is not the building. That is God's glory. That is the compassion of Jesus. That is the love of Jesus. It is so big. But look at me. When you look at a big building, look at me. That's my God. This is my faith. The building is big. That means my faith is big.
那表示我的信心大的。
My faith in him is big.
我对
他的信心也是大的。
When people look at your business,
当人看到你的事业，
哇 ，Wow, your business is so big.
他们很羡慕，可能你的事业很大。
Yes, it's a big business.
是很大的。
That means my faith also is so big.
那表示说我的信心也是很大的。
Amen.
Amen.
That's why you should pray for a big business.
就是为什么你要为要祷告一个大的事业。
You should pray for a big ministry.
应该祷告
一个大
的服事。
Not for the ministry.
不是为着这个服事。
Not for the business.
是为着这个、
That belongs to the Lord.
这些都是属于。
But when you get into this big ministry,
当你进入这个大的服事,
you are growing.
你自己成长,
your faith is growing.
你的信心的成
长。It's a time to rebuild your faith.
使你能够重建你的信心。
It's a time to rebuild your relationship with Jesus.
这就是能够重建你的跟耶稣的关系。
That's why I'm so excited to do big things for the Lord.
我非常兴奋啊。
为主做大的事。
When the building is growing,
当建筑
在。
I'm growing. I'm growing. I see many miracles coming.
看到很多神迹奇事来到。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I was praying for a brother in Taiwan.
我在
有一次为一个在台湾的一个弟兄祷告。
He's a full gospel businessman.
在一个福音的聚会里面。
So I called that brother.
我就叫那个弟兄。
I want to pray for you.
我要为你祷告。
When I started praying,
开始为他祷告。
Brother was crying.
就开始。
I told him,
我就告诉他,
you are going to see many miracles.
你要见到很多的神迹,
and God is going to use you mightily.
神要使用大大的,
you will be a blessing for God's business.
你要成为, 要在你事业上成为, 就是神的祝福,
if we go and start the business,
你要去建立这个事业,
you will see,
你必要看见,
the whole year you will see many miracles.
在这个年, 在今年当中, 你看到很多的神迹奇事。
You know, when I prayed,
所以当我祷告的
时候, he could not believe.
他不肯相信,
because his business gone went so low.
因为他的这个事业经济现在是低层的时候,
even he was about to close the business.
虽然说他已经关掉他的工作, 就是他的公司,
but the young man,
这个
非常
年轻的, energetic man,
说的,
he loves the Lord.
非常爱主,
he has a fire.
和一个火,
but he lost the business.
但是他失去他的事业,
so I prayed for him.
所以我就为他祷告,
next time,
下次,
when I see you,
我跟他说, 下次我碰到你的时候,
you will have a big business.
你的事业要做得非常好,
because you love the Lord.
因为你爱主,
you give so much to the Lord.
你, 贡献很多, 为主,
you know what he told me?
贡献很多, 他就,
then I met that brother.
所以,
I met, he came to me.
他就后来就回来,
came to his friends.
与他的,
and he went to tell me.
他就跟我讲,
you know, every day,
他说每天,
I play this message in my car whenever I go.
每当我驾车的时候，我就会这个放录音带听。
I listen to this message.
我就听你跟我说的这个信息。
You know, I was losing.
对。你说我之前一直在失去。
I lost my company.
我损失了我的公司。
I lost my house.
损失了，失去我的房
子。I lost my car.
失去我的
车子。
I lost everything.
失去我一切。
Every time.I just place this your message.
是，我就这个录音带就是你跟我讲的这个信息。
No, my God is with me.
我就宣告神与我同
在。I cannot lose it.
我不会失去。
But actually losing.
但是我还是其一直在失去。
Every week.
每个礼拜
都损失。
But every day.
但是每一天。
You know, he told me.
他是告诉我。
Every day.
每天。
Even 10 times.
他是
20 times,
20次
when he receive a phone call,
每当接到电话的时候,
so now your office is closed,
有人跟他讲,
then he listens 10 times,
30,
he listens 20 times,
他就听十次,
he says, no, I'm receiving,
他就听十次,
my Jesus is giving, my Jesus is giving, I'm going to see a miracle,
必要看见,
every time,
每次,
he didn't look at the losing,
他没有看到他的这个损失,
like Job,
好像约伯一样,
the message was coming,
虽然说,
哇,
的消息,
another,
是约伯的经历,
your children have gone,
说你的儿子, 孩子已经失去,
all your animals have gone,
动物,
all the properties have gone,
所有,
one by one, the message was coming,
这个坏消息一个个接过,
but that time,this brother was just listening to the promise.
所以这个弟兄他选择他要听神给他的应
许。I'm receiving. I'm going to see the miracle because my God is with me.
I will love him. 神与同在，我爱。
I will give him. I will give everything to him. That was his prayer.
这是他的
祷告，不断的
持续的祷告。
One side it was going.
虽然
说一边是失去。
The other side he was building, rebuilding his faith in Jesus.
站着跟与
耶稣站在一起。
He was growing.
他还在属灵。
He was growing in faith.
在信心上面成长。
He was growing and growing.
他在 信心上面成长。
That's what happened to him.
这是他所经历到的。
So next time when I went,
所以下次我碰到他的时候
Oh, he told me incredible miracles.
他就告诉我这些不可思议的事情发生了。
You know, even he writes down all my these prayers in his paper.
他甚至把我给他的祷告都写在纸上。
And then I saw him making the red marks. Yes, 1, 2, 3.
他就用红笔
一个笔打勾。
Happened,
应许发生
了。Incredible miracles happened.
神迹奇事。
You know, he came to United States.
对，后来他来到美国。
For a conference.
来参加特会。
In San Jose.
到圣何西来。
And that time.
在那时刻。
You know, he told his story.
他就分享他的见证。
And there was one man.
那有一个。
He is his classmate.
是他的同学。
They studied together in Taiwan.
他们以前在台湾一起读书。
But now he is a very big businessman.
现在做很大的事业。
So they met after many, many years.
所以他们很多年以后又碰面了。
And then he told him about his problem.
他的问题。
He told him about his problem.
告诉他他的问题。
Then he told him, I'm also having the same business.
我也有一样的事业。
The same business.
一样的事业，做这个
电脑。
Now I give you.
现在我也给你。
Because I want to start in Taiwan.
因为我要在台湾要建。
Now you can have one in Taiwan.
现在你也可以在台湾也可以。
So he gave him millions of dollars.
所以给他几百万的，成千万的钱。
He could not believe.
他不敢相信。
He went back to Taiwan.
所以他就
回到台湾。
And he started the business.
就开始了一个新的事业。
The miracle happened.
所以这个神迹就
one by one.
一个接一个。
He lost the old business.
他之前他失去。
And now he got a new business.
现在他有一个新的事业。
It's not only money.
不仅是在。
Something happened.
上面还有别
的事情发生。
His friend.
他的朋友。
Is not a believer.
不是还没有信主。
He is a Buddhist.
这个
佛教徒。
So when this man told his friend,
这个朋友告诉他的朋友的时候,
you know, this is actually I received this prayer earlier.
他说我之前有,
my God spoke to me.
我的神告诉我,
this is going to happen.
这件事要发生,
you are going to meet one person.
你会见到一个人。
He will come to you.
他会来到你,
and you will receive the blessing.
你就会接受到,
see, my God spoke already.
你看到神已经跟我讲，之前就跟我讲了。
I know many years, I don't know. Many years, we are very far.
虽然说有这个相隔。
My God already spoke.
但是我的神早就跟我讲。
It just happened.
对，
已经发生了。
According to my God says.
根据的神所应许的话。
Then this man.
所以这个人。
Believe.
就相信了。
And then saved.
然后他是个得救。
He was saved.
他是个得救的。
This man was saved.
这个人是个得救的人。
See.That's God's purpose.
看见吗？这是神的。
他
business is not a problem.
这个事业不是个问题。
Money is not a problem.
钱不
是个问题。
God has a purpose.
他有一个目的。
Now God has another area.
另外一个。
Through this event,
借着这件事情。
Now God wants to build up your faith.
神要来建立你的信心。
And God wants to show His glory.
彰显他的荣耀。
And not only His business,
并不是只
是在他的事业上面。
Now one more person come to the Lord.
这个人，这个佛教徒也能够来
信。Amen. That is the purpose. When Lazarus died.
他死了之后。
You know, he loves Lazarus.
他非常爱拉斯。
He loves Martha and Mary.
他也非常爱马大。
But when Jesus saw this,
但是耶稣看到的时候,
it's not only it's a raising of this man,
不是在乎在使他从,
but he said, if you believe,
他说如果你相信,
you will see the greater glory of God.
你看到神更大的荣耀。
Glory of God.
神的荣耀。
Your faith will be increased.
这信心就会增长。
And you will see the glory.
你就会看到。
That's God's purpose.
神的目的。
Why God allows something in your life?
为什么神允许有些事情在你身上
发生？ So that you will believe the Lord completely.
你可以完全的信靠你。
And in your life you will see the glory of God.
你在你的生命当中可以见到神的荣耀。
My God is so good. My God is so great.
他是何等的大。
That's how you will tell everyone.
你可以跟所有的人讲。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I know if you believe.
我知道如果你相信。
You will receive back.
你们就必接受。
You will receive back.But when you receive, because my God is the God of restoration, when He gives you back, it is no more your name, it's no more your name, It is not your name anymore. It is the name of Jesus. He will glorify His name. Amen. Book of Haggai.
Hi, Sue.
Book of Haggai. Book of Haggai. Chapter 2. Verse 9. Verse 7 to 9. Book of Haggai. Chapter 2. Verse 7. I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. And I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. In this place I will give peace, says the Lord of
hosts.
The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former. You know, when Solomon built the temple, it was so big temple. Even today people look at that temple. Ah, what a beautiful building. You know, the stones, the marbles, the wood is from every nation. Such a beautiful building. But it was destroyed. Who will rebuild it? No one can rebuild. Such a beautiful building. It took nearly almost 100 years. Who can build this temple? He could not even complete within 40 years. 40 years. That was his target. But when he completed the building, so beautiful. But now it's destroyed. Can anyone build this temple? You know, when people came back from Babylon, people came to build, rebuild. But you know who were on the front line? It is not the skillful people. All young people. Age of 20, 25 years old. They were there. They want to bring the temple of God. And the rest of the people, they went to build their own houses. And that's the time. The old people came. You know, they looked at the young people. What are you doing here? They said, oh, we are going to rebuild the temple for God. You know what they told these young people? Do you know Solomon? Do you know the building, the temple Solomon built? You don't know. But we know. When we were so small, we saw him building. So beautiful. Now you want to build temple like that? You are a small kid. You cannot do that. They were discouraged. These young people were discouraged. But I tell you, man looks at the outward appearance. First Samuel. Chapter 16. First Samuel. Chapter 16, verse 7.
七节.
But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at least physical. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7. Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. Chapter 16 verse 7.
第16章第7节,
for the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
耶和华却对撒母耳说：不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌；耶和华是看内心。
Man looks at the outward appearance.
人看外貌外表。
But God looks at the heart.
但神他看人的心。
Man looks at the big building. Man look at the very big building.
人看这个很大的建筑,
but God looks at glory.
但是神看这殿里面有没有荣耀?
Amen.
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 The glory of the latter temple will be much more than the former temple.
之后所建的殿的荣耀要胜过于之前的殿的荣耀。
Your first temple
在第一个
it's so beautiful.
非常的美丽,
but that is destroyed.
但是被毁灭了,
in your life,
在你的生命中,
the first temple you built
第一个圣殿,
is destroyed.
被毁了,
but now God is going to build another temple for you. This will not be so big like the former temple. But in this temple, you are going to see His glory. Amen.
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 God is not looking at the size of the building. God is looking at the glory. Amen. It's not the size of the building. It is not the size of your work or ministry. It is His glory. You may be a pastor, or maybe a minister, maybe 10 people. You know, today, the first day I shared with you, I stayed with a pastor in Korea, small house, but that, you know, the pastor starts praying at 4 o'clock. I told you, I think it's more than only 2 years, almost 2 years, I met him. This morning, I received an email from him. I was so surprised.
从韩国寄过来,
I never wrote to him. Long time. But that day I shared with you. But today I saw the email from him. You know what he told me? Because, you know, I was preaching in a very big church in Korea that day. So this pastor was my interpreter. So after the meeting, we were sitting with another pastor. He invited me to come and preach the next Sunday in his church. I told him, okay, I'll pray and tell you. So when I was coming out, this pastor asked me, can you come to my church and preach? I looked at him. Yes, I will come to your church. He told me, you know, in my church, we are only 15 people. Can you come? You preach in, because, you know, you preach in big church. Can you come? Can you come to my church? Very small church. Just 2 months back, I started the church. It's only 15 people. Can you come? I said yes. But you know that pastor? I told him yes. Almost I said, yes, I think I can come. But still give me time to pray.
但是我还是需要时间来祷告一下。
But when I came out,
但是当我出来的时候,
I saw this pastor.
看到这个牧师,
I told him, yes, I'm coming.
就对这个牧师说,
you know, that pastor is waiting for you.
He's
7,000 people in that church.
7,000人,
you want to come with me?
你要跟我去吗?
I said, yes.
我说,
是你的教会,
not only your church.
不仅是你教会,
I'm going to take my bag from a hotel. I'm going to stay with you in your house.
不仅是去你家，我把我的行李呢，
要带到你家去。
Please don't come to my house.
要到你家去住。
My house is so small.
哦，不敢当，不敢当。
I don't have any bed.
我没有任何的床。
Only floor.
只有这个地板。
I said I can sleep on the floor, no problem.
我没问题，睡地板没问题。
I went to his house.
到他家去。
I went to the church.
我就到他的那个小教会。
I prayed over them.
我就为他们祷告。
I told them.
我就告诉他们。
You are going to see God's glory.
你们必要见到神的荣耀。
God is not looking at the size of the building.
神不在乎你教会多大。
God is not looking at the number of these people.
神不在乎你的教会多少人。
When I come to your church next time,
当我下次到你教会的时候,
I tell you, you will have 500 people.
我告诉你，你将会有500人。
You know, he wrote to me.
你知道他就是写电子信件给我。
Now I have 420 people.
我现在有420个人在我的教会里面。
Amen. I always think of you.
他说我总是想到你。
You pray.
因为你为我们祷告，你就跟我说一点。
God lives in this small church.
神要使用这个教会。
God is not looking at the big building.
神不在乎教会多少。
God is not looking at the many number of people.
神不在乎这个教会人数多少。
God is living in this small place.
但神他住在这个地方。
God, his glory is here.
因为他荣耀在这里。
Amen. That's what Haggai told the people. Don't think you are small people.
不要认为你是个微小的人,
you can
小小的人,
build a temple for God.
但是你可以建立神的殿。
They said, no, we are small. Because my father, my grandfather, they tell me, oh, you are a small kid. You cannot build a temple like a, you cannot build a temple like Solomon. But Haggai said, God is not looking outside. God is looking at the glory. Now you go and build it. Go and build it. You will see the glory.
For
the glory of the latter temple.
It
will be much more than the former temple. This is going to happen in your life. Everyone has the two chapters. The first chapter, it is destroyed. It's lost. It's a failure. That is your first chapter. Now God is going to give you a second chapter. This time, it's not so big like before. But you know what Haggai said? In this place, there will be peace. There will be peace in your life. There will be peace in this temple. There will be a glory. Receive these two blessings today. God is going to use you these days. You will see two things. When people come inside your house, when people come into your office, when people come into your ministry, they will tell you, your ministry is not so big, your business is not so big, but I feel such a peace inside. I want to share with you. I want to move with you. I want to be a friend with you. People will come. This is the second chapter. The first chapter has to be removed. The first temple has to be destroyed so that the second temple will come. Now you will look at the Lord and glorify His name. What you need is not a big building. What you need is not a big business. What you need is a peace. What you need is a peace. That's why God removed the first building. And now God gives a new building. New family. New ministry. God gives new. You will see the glory. When God said, go and rebuild, that means He rebuilds His faith. Rebuild your life. That's going to happen these days. Your faith is strong. Now you go and start. You will see the power. This is the time to see the power. You will see many miracles happening. People will be surprised how things are happening in his life. Total change. Because in the beginning, you were doing with your hands. Now you do in faith. That is a very big change. Now you trust the Lord and you do this, you will see the glory of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's come back to Nehemiah. You know, the Lord gave me this word last year. The Lord says, the Lord gave me this word in Korea. That is actually from Isaiah chapter 61. That's what He gave me. Isaiah 61. Verse 4. They shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolations. They shall repair the ruined cities. The desolations of many generations. They shall repair. They shall rebuild. They shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall repair the ruined cities. They shall raise up a new generation. It's a rebuilding your cities. Rebuilding your generation. So you see in this rebuilding, first God is rebuilding the faith of one man, Nehemiah. The second one is a rebuilding of the city. The third one is a rebuilding of a generation. There are three blessings coming inside. So it's actually a small work. It is a rebuilding the wall. It is a small work. But three things are happening. When he started rebuilding, he rebuilt his faith in the Lord. And the second one, he rebuilt the city. And the third one, he rebuilt the generation. That's what Haggai is speaking about. The young people who are disappointed, who are discouraged. Now, when Haggai spoke, they came up. They rebuilt their faith. They begin to build it. And they completed. This is the ministry, what I'm doing. You know, many places when I go, I'm not healing people. I'm not raising the dead man. But in every place, wherever I go, you know, that's how many people come and tell me, I was so broken, even I wanted to go to commit suicide. You prayed. Then I went, came back to the Lord. Now I started my ministry. Today my ministry is growing. My business is growing. When I begin to preach, when I begin to pray, I'm rebuilding their faith. You know, when the business is broken, their faith also is broken. When they lose their ministry, they lose their even their faith. So when I begin to preach, when I begin to pray for people, their faith is coming up. Amen? That's why I'm happy to pray for them. Amen. The money is coming, the ministry is coming, the business is coming. That is not for me. That's for God. But when I pray, your faith is coming. You come closer to God. That is the ministry of Haggai. You have to rebuild the faith of the people. Your work is not to give money. Your work is not to give everything to people. Your work is to go and build the faith of the people. If they have faith in Jesus, they will come up. You need not go and take all the chairs and everything and just go with them. You just raise up the faith of these people. You know, many people look at their problem. Oh, they lost everything. Everything is broken. They are in the street. I want to help them. I want to give them a food. I want to give them a house. I want to give them my car. It's good. You are a good Christian. But you are not just a Christian. You are a minister. Only Christians will give them and bless the people. But you are a God's man. You are a God's servant. God, the work of the God's servant is to build the faith of the people. It's not simply doing some charity. Raise up a new generation. To raise up a new faith in that man. Allow him to do. He will do it. If you raise the faith of this man, he will start building. Don't put your hand on one building. Your work is to raise up the faith of these people. And they will go and build the temple. Amen?
Amen.
You know, when I had a problem, I wanted to quit the Catholic Church. The Lord was speaking to me. I was ready to quit. So I was talking to Mother Teresa. He said, no. You should not take this decision. You can stay with me because I need Father. So you can stay with me. So you can take care of the, you know, the Father's side. So on, you can take care of the children, orphans, children. But I told her, you are doing very good, wonderful ministry. But my calling is quite different from your calling. You feed all children. You give houses. And you bless all the poor people. Yes, I too want to help them. But my ministry is not just giving them food. I want to raise up the children as intercessors. I want to raise them as missionaries. 2,000 children, they should be praying children. They should be intercessors for the nations. And they should reach the nations. So they should be leaders. So that is my calling. I don't want simply give food to the children. I want to raise them as leaders. That's my calling. And it exactly happened to today. Amen?
Amen.
It's not giving food. It's not just giving the houses. God's purpose is to raise up these children as Esther's. They should save the nations. That is His purpose. So I don't want to focus my eyes on just building some houses for them. I don't want to focus on just giving some food to the children. He will do it. I see many miracles. Till today, we get a lot of food. We get enough money. God gives every time. That is not a problem for God. I know God's purpose. I should raise up these children as praying children. They should reach the nation. They should become leaders. That was the purpose. So when God calls people, He makes them to build up the faith of the people. Don't just focus on the building. Don't focus on only on ministry. Focus on the faith. Build up your faith. Build up your faith. You can see the ministry will come up. Your business will come up. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's what Nehemiah was doing. You know, when he knows, then the wall is broken, he started crying, then he came to the Lord. He started fasting and praying. And then God spoke to him. So even he was ready to quit his office. He was ready to leave the office. So then, King asked him, why are you sad? You look very sad. Something is troubling you? He said, yes. My God's temple is ruined. And the wall is broken. How can I keep quiet? How can I sleep? How can I eat? I have to go. I cannot be peaceful here. I have a big palace. I have a power. I have everything. But there is no peace. Look at my people. Look at the temple. I am broken. I want to go. I want to go. I want to go and rebuild it. You know what the king said? Chapter 2. Nehemiah, book of Nehemiah, chapter 2. Therefore the king, chapter 2, verse 2. Therefore the king said to me, why is your face sad? Since you are not sick, this is nothing but sore of heart. So I became dreadfully afraid. You know the king, when the king asked him, you know what he said? You see, everything is burned. Everything is destroyed. How can I keep quiet? So I prayed to my God. Now I want to go. But you know what? Well, you know what king said? You want to build for your God? You want to rebuild it? Go. What do you want? What do you want? I give you. You want people? You want money? Go. Don't resign. You will be a governor. As a governor, you will go and build it. Amen? That's our God. You know, now God wants, is looking at Nehemiah. It's not just crying, but you know, he's ready to do anything for the Lord. God wants only your heart. He said, I'm ready to even lose my job. I don't want my name. I don't want the power. I am ready to lose everything for my God. And then the Lord comes. You will not lose. You will have both. You will do what you want.
Yes.
And also you will have it what you have it. So the king told him, I will give you a letter. Now you can go do this work with authority. Because he was ready to do anything for the Lord. 100%. He was ready. For my God. I'm ready to do anything. And God said, I want your heart. You need not resign. But I will do it. I will rebuild it. Working through you. As the governor. Amen. It will not be taken away from you. What a big blessing. It's a real blessing. God bless Nehemiah. As a governor, he built the walls of Jerusalem. Amen. Amen. God's plan. You will take up the position. You will take up the position. It will not go away from your hand. Because God has a plan. Because when you are in the position, you will use that position for my God's glory. That's why God wants to give you back the position. Amen. He started. Rebuilding this world. Rebuild it. Rebuild it. You know, these days, you know, the tsunami, you saw this VCD. You know, last year, the Lord gave me this word. That is, go and build. That is from Nehemiah. You know how God prepared. I didn't know tsunami is coming. But the Lord gave me last year this word when we started fasting and praying. Because every year I fast and pray for the new year. So in December 2004, so I pray to the Lord, give me a promise for 2005, and the Lord gave me this word, that is from Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 18, that's the word God gave me, 2005, will be a year of rebuilding. Year of rebuilding. And before entering into 2005, something happened. 26 December 2004, tsunami came. India and Sri Lanka, and Indonesia, thousands of people died. Many people lost their homes. Now I know this God word has come to us. So it's a year of rebuilding. God is going to rebuild. I know there is something going to happen. Why the old temple is destroyed? Now is the time to rebuild the new temple. So tsunami came and destroyed the old temple. Tsunami came and destroyed the old temple. Now God sent us, God sent me, God sent our children, God sent us to rebuild His temple. I know that is a purpose. That's Romans chapter
8,
verse 28. Romans chapter
8,
verse 28.
Now we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. All things work together for good for those who love God. If you love God, everything will be really good in the end. Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
In the beginning, it looks like losing.
刚开始你看起来好像你失去,
but at the end,
但是最到末后,
it will be always His glory. You have to look beyond. I know what is going to happen. Because God already spoke to me, this year is a year of rebuilding. So you, if you have to rebuild, something has to be broken. Something has to be broken.
So
then only we can rebuild it. So tsunami came. It broke everything. It broke the buildings. It broke the strongholds. The strongholds are broken. Nearly 2,000 years. It's all strongholds. Man cannot break these strongholds. Most of the coastal areas, they worship idols. They have witchcraft. They have alcohol. They have drugs. So much strongholds.
很多的属灵的这些的营垒在那里.
So we could not get inside.
使得我们没有办法把福音带进去.
But now tsunami came.
但是也因着这个海啸的来临.
Their hearts are broken.
他们把他们心完全的破碎.
That's what I saw that.
这是我所看到的.
Before rebuilding.
在还没重建之前.
God wants to break the hearts.
神要先把人的心要破碎.
Amen.
Amen.
This is always happening. Before God wants to rebuild your life, He will break your heart. He will break your life. That's the time you will get ready. God prepares your heart. Now I know now is the time. God is preparing the people.
这就是这个时刻, 神准备这些人,
to receive Jesus.
预备了这些人能够准备要接受耶稣基督为他们个人救赎.
Almost for 2,000 years,
将近2,000年,
they didn't want Jesus.
他们拒绝耶稣.
Whenever we go to those areas, they say, are you Christian?
他们问我们说,
have you come here to preach gospel?
你来这边要传教给我,
don't come here.
请你们不要来.
You know what you saw in the VCD?
你们刚刚看到
VCD的这些幻灯片.
Our children were in the circle.
我们这些孩子们,
and I was standing in the middle.
我就站在他们当中,
and also one man was standing in the middle.
另外一个人站,
he's the chief of that area.
他是在当中的酋长.
When I went to that place,
我当我到那个地方的时候,
he asked me, are you Christian?
他就问我说,
I said, yes.
我说,
he said, don't come here.
他说,
because this is the law of our village. Christians should not come inside. You know, in that village,
你们知道在那村庄里面,
4,000 people died.
4,000人死掉.
I said, it's an important time.
我说,
you lost all your people.
你失去你所有的人.
So that's why we have come here.
为什么来这里要帮助你们,
to give you food.
要把食物给你们.
And to give all the dress. dress.
Yeah, 把衣服给你们.
That's why we come here.
为什么我们来这里的目的?
You know what he told me?
知道他说什么吗?
We don't want food from you.
我们不需要你的食物.
We don't want any clothes from you.
不要你任何的衣服.
Please take it and go.
请你把这些带走.
Because you are Christian.
因为你是基督徒.
We don't allow you here.
我们不允许你来这里.
Then we went to the beach.
所以我们就到海边.
Because I didn't want to stand there.
因为我不要站在那里,
so I called my children.
所以我叫我的机构的孩子,
we went to the beach.
我们就到海边, 沙滩那边,
he said, now we have to pray.
我说我们要一起祷告, 我们在这时刻要祷告,
you know, it's a warfare area.
这个属灵征战的地方,
we have to pray.
我们必须要祷告,
you know, when we went,
所以当我们去的时候,
this man followed us.
所以这个就跟着我们走。
I said, good.
我说好。
Then we start praying.
我们就开始祷告。
He came close to me.
他就更接近我们。
I said, you cannot pray here. You know, this man came and told me,
oh, 这个人告诉我说,
you cannot pray here.
你不能在这边祷告,
please go away.
请你们走开, 离开, 离开这里。
You know, I told the children,
但是,
告诉孩童们,
raise your hands over the beach.
请把你们手举起来, 向着海边, 海边,
you know, rebuke,
沙滩,
rebuke that wave.
要来斥责这些海浪,
this wave should never come back to this village.
这些海浪不再回来这些村庄。
We were praying.
所以我们就祷告,
you know, he came.
他就来了。
Our God is inside this wave.
他说我们的神在那个海浪里面。
You know what happened?
你知道什么事吗?
什么?
They were worshipping an idol.
他们拜的偶像。
All the fishermen, villagers,
渔夫们,
they gathered here every year.
每年就在那里。
And they worship this idol.
他们就去拜那个偶像。
This is a goddess of sea.
是海边的神,
他们的拜的海神,
big statue.
这很大的神像,
so every year,
所以每年,
you can see 50,000 people.
你看,
100,000 people.
有十万人,
they gather here.
就去去在那里,
they worship.
就在那边拜他们的偶像,
that is in the month of March.
在三月的时候,
they gather every year.
他们每年就在那里,
now tsunami came.
对,
took the whole statue, 把, idol inside that.
就把整个,
把那个他们的海神呢,
so when we're praying,
所以当我们祷告的时候,
they thought when we pray, this God, idol will come out.
他以为说我们祷告说这个,
这个海神,
I said, yes, I'm going to pray.
我说是的,我要祷告。
This tsunami will never come back to your village.
但是我祷告是说让这个海啸不再回到你们的村庄里。
Because your idol was here.
因为你之前在这边有偶像在这里。
The wave came inside.
所以呢,海浪就来了。
Now your idol has got inside.
但是你现在你的偶像,你的海神被卷到海浪里。
My God will stand as a protector for your village.
我的神能够保护你的村庄。
You will see the difference.
你会看到不同的地方。
When I said that, he was very quiet. Then I told him, shall we pray for you? He was very quiet. And then you saw in the VCD,
刚才你看到那个,
we circled this man,
我们就围绕这个男,
we prayed for him.
为他祷告,
I saw him.
我看见他,
he was so moved.
被感受很大感动,
because I commanded, in the name of Jesus, no more death, no more loss.
不再有损失,
Lord, this idol,
has
taken so much lives.
之前呢,
but today, my Jesus will be a blessing to this village. You know, we started praying. So when I told him,
所以我就告诉他,
so shall we bring the food from our, you know, with the truck?
He
said, okay, come on, bring, no problem. I told him,
所以我就告诉他,
please wait.
请你等一会儿,
until we give, you have to stand with me.
直到我们给你的时候,
because other people may come and attack us.
So, 不然的话有人会来攻击,
so you should be with me.
Okay, 我站在一边,
会被,
you know?
他说没问题,
you know, our ministry is quite different ministry. It's a new strategy. Because I know from the word of God,
神的话语,
it's not, God spoke to me very clearly.
神很清,
in 2005, I am going to rebuild this area. Wherever there is idol worship,
在以前之前有拜偶像的地方,
there is going to be new temple.
将会有新的神的殿,
there is going to be, there is going to be churches.
将会有神的教会建成,
there is going to be worshiping places.
将会有,
的地方。
So、I know very clearly.
清楚知道。
It is not just food.
不仅是食物。
This is the time to rebuild the faith of the people.
这是
要建立这些人信心的时刻。
So we focus on prayer.
所以
我们就注重在祷告上。
So we divided two teams.One team, our children will be giving food and drink to people. See, the other team will be waiting there.
另外一队人就
在另外一边等候。
People receive clothes.
So, 在这样，他们收到这件衣服之后
，and they come here.
他们来到另外一个。
There'll be, you can see number of children waiting here.
就看到我们的一些服侍的孩童在这边。
And they ask them.
他们就问他们
Shall we pray for you?
个别的问他
说可不可以为你祷告
you lost your children,
你失去你的孩子
your husband,
失去你的先生
you don't have a house,
现在你没有房子了
Now is the time,
现在这个时刻
you need a blessing,
你需要祝福
Everyone said, yes.
每一个人都
要点头说好所以我们接受祷告
You know this man,
对这个人
he came to me,
他就来到
What are you doing?
面前他说你在做什么
Some small children,
这些小孩子们
But they do something.
这些我在经过这些孩子们
I know my,
他们小但
I know my people. I know my people.
我知道我的人民
I know my people. Everyone.
我的子民
They are strong people.
他们都是很强壮的人
But when they touch,
但是他们去为他们
Everyone is crying.
我每一个人都
流眼泪呢。
He was so shocked.
他很惊讶。
They never cry like this.
他们从来没有哭哭的样子。
You know, you see everywhere people shouting.
你看到处人都在那边叫。
Not everywhere.
好
多很多的声音。
Men begin to pray.
当他们为他祷告的时候，
每一个这些强壮的男
士都
开始流眼泪。
I told.
我就告诉他。
What your people need is not just food.
你们这村庄的人所需要不只是食物而已。
What your people is not, what they need is not just some food material, clothes or materials.
不仅是物质上面的衣服跟食物而已。
What they need,
他们所需要的
is love,
是爱。
They are broken.
他们心灵破碎。
They are hurt.
他们
很多的伤痕。
They lost the family.
他们失去他们的家庭。
They need love.
他们需要爱。
They need healing.
他们需要医治。
This is what these children are doing.
这些我的机构的这些孩子。当
他们所做的。
Touch your people.
当他们去触摸你的。
My God is healing them.
我的神在医治他们。
Your people need healing.
你的村庄人需要得到医治。
He said yes.
他说是的。
First time.
第一次。
I see.
我看到
many people come here.
很多人来到这个地方。
So many trucks come here.
很多的卡车来到这里。
They give food.
他们来分这些食物。
They give money.
给钱。
But nobody gave this.
但是没有人给他们这个东西。
This is what we need.
这是我们所需要的。
We lost 4,000 people.
我们失去4,000人。
Many many children.
很多的孩童。
They died.
他们都死了。
Many many mothers.
很多的母亲。
They are crying.
他们在流眼泪。
We want you.
我们需要你。
我们需要你。
Stay here.
请你留在这里。
He gave the land.
他就
把这个土地。
And then now we started building.
然后我们就开始在那边建立。
重建，我就我们。
Bring all your children.
把你村长。
不带来。
Take care of your children.
我们要照顾你们小孩子。
That is the strategy.
这是
属灵的策略。
Every place.
每一个地方。
Because of this tsunami.
因为因着
这个海。
God broke the walls of Jericho.
神把
耶利哥的城使它倒塌了。
The wall is broken.
新的耶利哥城，这个墙城墙已经倒塌了。
No, a new wall is restored.
然后
神就让这个新的城墙
能够建立起来。
They were building one wall. They were building one wall.
建立这个城墙。
It's a strong wall.
很强壮的墙。
Is idolatry.
但是这个拜偶像。
Witchcraft.
这个巫术的。
Witchcraft.
巫术的。
Idolatry.Idol worship, alcohol, drugs.
对不起，不是。
That was the wall they were building.
是他们之前所建。
Today God break that wall.
今天神使这个墙倒塌。
Now God is raising a new wall.
要兴起新的墙。
Is a wall of prayer.
祷告的墙。
That is a Nehemiah wall.
这是尼希米的墙。
Is a wall of prayer.
祷告的墙。
This is what we are doing today.
我们今天所做的。
Wherever we go,
我们
we pray for people.Now they come up. Their hearts are open.
敞开他们的心。
72 worship centers we have started.
我们就已经建立了到目前为止72个敬拜中心。
Can you believe?
你们可以相信吗？
Within one month,
在一个月之内，
72 centers opened.
72个敬拜中心。
People come. They worship the Lord. They say, we want this prayer. We want this blessing.
Come.
Oh, that wall is broken. Your previous old wall should be broken. Now God wants to raise up a new wall. This is a prayer wall. This is a blessing in my ministry. Because we always focus on prayer. You know what happened today? All of the ministries in our area, they changed. They changed their strategy. You know the pastor who organized of the, all this you know, relief work? He told all the ministries, stop all your food. Stop all your relief work. Now, if you bring money, if you bring things to the people, I want you to come with your prayer team. If you don't come with your prayer team, I don't bring anything here. Amen. God changed the strategy.
Now
you can see every village. Go to these areas, they go with the praying people. Now we see a big change. Many pastors told me, now it's so easy to plant churches. The hearts are open. Now we can preach gospel. That is the prayer power. Build up a prayer team. Build up a prayer team. Before you start your ministry, before you start your work, build up the prayer team, you will see the blessing. Amen. What they could not do so many years, what they could not see in so many years, within 1 month God changed everything. The hearts are open. It is a prayer wall. We raise a prayer wall. Ezekiel chapter 22, that's verse 30, that's what you know, God asked the people, is there anyone? So I thought from Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 13. 22:30. So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. I found no one.
在我面前为这国站在破口防堵，使我不灭绝这国，却找不着一个。
Make a wall in the gap.
你要在这个破口当中要建立一个墙。
Raise up a new wall.
要兴起新的墙。
That is a gap.
因为那里有一个破口。
You know what Nehemiah was doing?
所以尼希米
He was not raising, building a new wall. He was not building a new wall. He was standing in the gap. That was his work. When he came, he saw gap.
And the portal.
Old wall. You can see 50 meters old wall. Then there is a gap for 20 meters. And then you can see another 60 meters, that is the wall.
Now,
and then you can see another 20 meters, no wall. So when he came, he did not rebuild all the big wall. He was doing 10 meters. 20 meters, that's what he was doing that work. He was building, that he was bridging the gap. Because when he came, he saw the gap. He saw the gap.
他看到一个破口。
So his ministry,
他的服事
is to bridge the gap.
是要堵住这个破口。
And then it became a big wall.
他成为一个大墙。
The enemy was coming inside.
所以敌人要在里面。因着这个破口。
That is a gap in your life.
你的生命当中有。
That is a gap in your ministry.
在你是当中一个破口。
Satan is coming inside this gap.
所以这个。
Satan is coming.
撒旦就进入这个破口里面。
Now your work.
所以你的工作。
To bridge the gap.
要堵住这个破口。
Not to build a big wall.
一个城墙。
You cannot do it.
自己没办法。
Only bridging the gap.
是堵住这个破口。
You know when I went to one area.
当我到一个地区。
Somebody called me.
有一个地区。
When pastor called me.
一个牧师打电话给我。
You know we have no food.
他说我没有食物。
And we have no water.
没有水。
Because we are believers.
因为我们
是。
We did not receive anything.
我没有办法收到任何的。
Because you know, government is giving.
虽然说政府给我们。
Many organizations giving.
机构给我们。
But they said we are not receiving.
但是他说我们没有。
We are not receiving.
接受，收到，我们没有收到。
Because we are believers.
因为我们是基督徒。
We believe Jesus.
我们相
信耶稣。
We are saved.
我们是得救的。
So we did not get anything.
我们没有办法领受那些救灾、救济的这些
东西。
You know.I went to the place.
我就去那地方。
That's what you saw. 32 villages.
有
三十二个村庄。
They believed Jesus.
他们相信耶稣。
They were Hindus.
他们是印度教。
They were Catholics.
他们是天主教徒。
So they were saved.
所以他们
they were saved.
得救。
They saved from Hinduism.
哦，他们从印度教出来。
They were saved from Catholics.
从天主教出来。
So big now.
成为基督徒。
These Hindu people.
所以这些。
This Catholic,
这些
也是印度教的人，
之前是天主教的人。
They stopped.
他们就停止。
They stopped the food.
他们就停止这些食物。
The government is giving food.
虽然说政府给食物。
But these Hindu people,
但是这些印度教的人
Catholic people,
天主教的人
they did not allow the people to bring the food to the people.
他们不允许这些的救济的东西来能够送到这些基督徒。
You know what they said?You come back.
所以他们说你们回来。
You come back to Hinduism.
你们哦，就这样回到印度教。
回到
哦 ，You back come back to Catholic.
回到天主教。
Then we will give you this food.
所以要求他们这样子做，才能给他们食物。
You know, you saw all those people.
你看到这些。
I was praying in the church.
我在教会为他们祷告。
With the pastor from Taiwan.
为跟着这些到台湾来。
牧师为他们祷告。
You know what they told me?
你知道他告诉我。
告诉我什么吗
They said,
他们说
We don't want food
我们不要食物
We don't want water
我们不要水
We will die for our Jesus
我们愿意我殉道
7 days
七天
No water
没有水
7 days
不喝水
They stopped
他们就停下来
They told the people
他们就告诉这些人
You come back to Hinduism
叫他们要引诱他们
回到印度教
Come back to Catholic
叫他们要回去
天主教的信仰
Until then no waterNo electricity.
不然
的话就不给他们
水，也不给他们电。
These people,
但是
这些人他们持守他们的信仰。
They said we will die.
他们说我们宁愿死，而不愿意放弃我们的信仰。
We will never deny our God.
不愿意来啊、这个。
We want Jesus.
离弃我们的主耶稣。
We want Jesus.
我们要耶稣。
When I went there,
可当我去那里
I saw their faith.
看到他们的信心。
Fire.
有一
股火在他们
当中。
They were worshipping on the street.
他们在甚至在街道上面。
They were worshipping under the tree.
他们在树下敬拜。
The police came and beat them. Police.
哦，你要警察。
还打他们。
They're not worried.
但是
他们。
We will worship the Lord.
他们仍然继续。
No one can stop us.
没有人可以拦阻他们。
I saw their faith.
我看到他们的信仰。
God.
他们的信心。
God is building the faith.
神在建立这些
人的信心。
It's a time to build your faith.
正是要建立你信心。
Then you will see what God is going to do.
你就
会看到神
要做的。
I challenge those people.
我挑像这些。
You will see within few years,
在这几年当
中 ，all these people,
这些
all the pastors,
所有的
you are going to have church.
你们都要有教会。
Today you don't have land.
可能今天你没有。
You don't have a place.
没有一个机会。
Now because of the tsunami.
但是因着这海啸发生。
Because of your faith,
因你们信心。
You are going to have a good building.
因为有很多的教会建立起来。
All the believers, you are going to have houses.
Where
you have 很多的房子。
This is going to happen.
这些必要成就。
Now is the time of honor.God is going to raise you up. That's exactly happening now.
So, 现在正在发生
They have faith.
他们的信心
so strong.
非常的强。
God is calling you.
神也同样呼召你们。
You build your faith.
你们要建立你们的信心。
God will build your house.
神就要建立你的房子。
That's what Haggai said.
也就是哈该所说的。
Build temple for God.
为神而建立圣殿。
God will build your house.
神就要建立你的房子。
Amen.
Amen.
Build God's area.
神你要先建立圣
殿。And God will build your area.
神就会来帮助你的。
I know these people.
我知道这些人。
Now is the right time.
现在就是。
Nobody knew.
没有人知道。
3,000 families.
3,000个家
庭。They are saved.
他们。
Many pastors did not know. The first time we know. So many people are saved from the fishermen area. So now they come to the front line. Now God has called us to support these people. It's a blessing. Because they are so strong. When they heard on the phone, the pastor said,
牧师说,
we have no water here.
我们在这没有水,
no electricity.
没有电,
nothing here.
在这没有任何东西。
I said, why?
我说, wait.
Because we are believers.
因为我们是信徒,
they stop everything.
我们是基督徒,
they ask us to come back.
停止了, 他叫我们回来。
When I went there,
当我他叫我邀请回去,
when I prayed,
当我去的时候, 我让他们, 我看到他们信心的道。
So many people died in their families.
很多人在他们家中, 很多人死掉。
They were so strong.
但是他们,
还是信心很大。
It's a time to rebuild your faith.
这正是要
重建你信心的时刻。
When you are losing,
当你在失去损失的时候,
It's a time to rebuild,
也正是你要
建你信心。
And then God will build your temple.
然后神就要建立你的圣殿。
That is the second chapter.
这个是在你生命中的第二章。
Second temple.
第二个圣殿。
Second wall.
第二个城墙。
Will be a new wall.
会成为一个新的墙。
Will be a wall of prayer.
是个祷告的墙。
Will be a wall of faith.
是个信心的墙。
This is going to happen.
这件事要成全，要成就。
Now is the time.
在这今天就是这个时刻。
Build up a prayer team.
要建立一个祷告的团队。
Get more people.
要去号召更多人。
To pray together.
来一起祷告。
You can see the miracle.
你就会看见神迹奇事。
Prayer is the power.
祷告是很有能力。
Prayer is the power.
祷告就是能力。
If you want to have a big ministry,
如果你要有一个大的服事。
You want to have a big church,
你要一个大的教会。
First, build up a prayer team.
必须要建立一个祷告的团队。
If you have a very good intercessor,
如果你有一个很好的代祷者,
you will see your ministry.
你就会看到你的服事被建立起来。
Very powerful ministry.
非常大能的服事。
Prayer is the foundation.
祷告就是个基础。
Build your ministry on prayer.
你要把你的服事建立在祷告上面。
You will see the new building coming up.
你就会看到新的建筑被建立起来。
There are many gaps.
有很多的破口。
And now God wants to bridge that gap.
神要你堵住那破口。
Don't allow the enemy to come inside.
不要允许恶者进到那些破口。
You know something happened.
你知道有事情发生。
When I went to that place.
当我再回到那个地方去。
I saw.You know, most of the Catholics.
我看到大部分的天主教徒。
You know, I'm from that area.
因为我是从那个地区回来的。
When I went there,
当我去的时候，
I saw my friends.
我就看到我的朋友们。
Catholic priests.
是天主教的祭司们。
They are all my classmates.
是我以前的同学。
I called them.
我就叫他们过来。
What are you doing?
我就说问他们说你们在做什么。
You know these believers.
他说这些信徒们
They are God's people.
他们是神的百姓。
How can you reject them?
你怎么可以拒绝他们？
This is a crime.
这是个犯罪。
Crime against God.
这是对神的一种的罪。
I called my friends.
所以我
叫我的朋友过来。
They came.
他们就来了。
And I called the pastors.
所以我就号召这些呼召这些牧师来。
I put them together.
把他们联络在一起。
It's a gap.
是个破口。
Gap between the churches.
是教会跟教会之间的破口。
That is a gap between the denominations.
是教派跟教派之间的一个、
so、
一个。
That is the call of Nehemiah.
也是尼希米的。
To bridge the gap.
要堵住这个隔阂，这个破口。
I know when God called me.
当我知道，我知道说神呼召我的时候。
To go to that area.
呼召我到那个地区。
I have to go to Nehemiah.
我必须像尼希米一样。
Between the churches.
成为教会跟教会之间的桥梁。
Every church accepts me.
所以每
个教会
接纳我。
Then I can bring them together.
我就可以使他们和好。
Amen.Why God brought me out of the Catholic Church?
So
when I talk to them,
当我对他们说话
listen to me.
他们可以
then I bring these two people together. So now no more gap. It's a time of rebuilding.
是一个重建的时候
That's Mr. Nehemiah. Bring the churches together. Bring the denominations together.
教派联络起
来 No more gap.
Amen?
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 Rebuild.
重建
It's a time to rebuild the relationship.
是重建人跟人的关系的时刻
That is a gap in your life, family life.
在你的家庭中有一个隔阂
You have to bring it together.
必须要把它连起来
There are some families.
有些
家庭
That is a gap.
那里有一个隔阂有一个破口
God is calling you.
神呼召你
You should stand in the gap.
必须要站在那破口
Bring the husband and wife together.
But
先生跟太太
连在一起
You are the Nehemiah
你就是像尼希米先生一样
Build this family
要来
建立这个家
Bridge this gap
站在那破口
Many many separation
很多的家庭
Many many divorces
很多的离婚
Because of this gap
因为因为有这个破口
If there is one Nehemiah
若有一个尼希米先生
No separation
就不会有这些的
No divorce
不会有离婚
Stand in the gap
要站在破口
Stand in the gap
要站在那口
God is calling you
神呼召你
Father
天父
I thank you for your people
谢谢你
I thank you for your people
谢谢你
I thank you for these people
为着你的百姓的
You have called them as Nehemiah
因为你呼召他们像尼希米先知一样
Raise up a new faith in them
主啊愿你赐给他们新的信心
Receive this anointing
要来领受真的
Where there is a gap
在哪里有破口
You will stand
他们愿意站在主主
You will bring the people together.
使人联络在一起。
Now is the time.
这就是这个时刻。
God is calling you.
神呼召你。
The old wall is broken.
旧的墙垣已经被破坏了。
God is calling you.
神呼召你。
Raise up a new wall.
要兴起新的墙垣。
The wall of prayer.
是祷告的墙垣。
The wall of faith.
是信心的墙垣
Father, I just pray over these people.
天父为对你的百姓来祷告。
Release them.
释放他们。
It's not a big ministry.
并不是在乎大的服事。
It's a small ministry.
或小的服事。
Use them mightily.
用大能，你大大的使用他们。
God is calling you.
神呼召你。
What you are doing,
你所做的
is very small.
虽然是小的
but it's a big blessing.
但是很大的祝福。
Keep on doing.
继续做。
Don't stop it.
不要停止。
This is a blessing for the big temple.
这是对大的圣殿的祝福。
Small wall is a big blessing for a big temple.
小的墙垣对大的。圣殿是个大的祝福。
You are doing that wall building.
你在做这个修建墙垣。
Wall ministry.
这个墙垣的工作。
Wall ministry.
墙垣的工作。
Is a prayer ministry.
是个祷告的工作。
Keep on.
继续的。
In the name of Jesus.
继续的去做。
Receive this blessing.
领受的祝福。
Go and start the prayer ministry.
你们去开始祷成立一个祷告的服事。
Go and start the prayer ministry.
去成立一个祷告的服事
through your prayer ministry
借着你祷告的服事
churches will come together
教会会被联络起来
families will come together
家庭就会被
God is calling you
神呼召你
you are a Nehemiah
你们就是你
in the name of Jesus in Jesus name in Jesus name Amen Amen Amen, Amen. Amen.